A multidimensional personality. A multidimensional personality. Imam Muhammad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we welcome you once again in a silsila, a multi-dimensional personality, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. This is a special transmission on the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. And we have been discussing the different dimensions of the personality, a great personality who was an institution within the personality, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. And today, we've got another beautiful topic to discuss and share with the viewers of Madani Channel, which is Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, as an ocean of knowledge. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, one of the recognition of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan is his knowledge. One of the great recognition across the globe is the knowledge he possessed. The knowledge of Deen, the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of Tafsir, the knowledge of Hadith. And there are so many other ulum, inshaAllah, which we will be discussing today. He had knowledge of, and we will talk about his him as a faqih, him as a mufassir, him as a muhaddith, and alhamdulillah, you will see his different dimensions within the branches of different knowledges and subjects today, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. Before we proceed ahead, let's make few good intentions. Why? Because it is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatun mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, you're not rewarded if you don't make good intention before any good deed or a ja'iz work. You would be thinking why these brothers of Dawat Islami, ulama, and especially the muballighin of Dawat Islami, they keep reminding us about the intention. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, it is really very important because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, who is an alim in niyat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he has brought our attention towards intention, which is in itself a great, a very vast topic itself. And we need to have the knowledge about it because easily we can multiply the reward by adding as many as intentions possible to a single work, which is a jais work or a good action. So let's make few good intentions, inshallah. I will deliver the silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you can make an intention that you will listen with utmost concentration from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Islamic brothers, you can also make an intention. What you learn today, you will remember it. Most importantly, you will act upon it. And inshallah, you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, azza wa jal. If you've got pen and paper, then it's a good idea to write it down, the important bits, the important points you learned today, so that inshallah, it will help you to remember what you are writing and you're learning, and later on, you can have a revision too, if you want to revise your notes. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I would like to mention one of the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with regards to salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who recites once salat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My Islamic brothers, we are sending salawat upon Nabi, but rahmat is showering upon us. Allahu Akbar. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri muhabbat ka. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri muhabbat ka. Durood tujh pe padhu aur khud savar jaun. Durood tujh pe padhu aur khud savar jaun. We send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But our problems are sorted. Our tensions are sorted. Our issues are sorted. This is the faizan of the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's recite out of devotion, with love, once a beautifully durood upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, in the start we will listen kalami rada. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho jab pade mushkil chahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho ya
Mustafa ka saath ho.
یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو۔ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ And Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we're talking about one of the dimensions of a great personality, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, him being as an ocean of knowledge. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be learning today what a great personality he was, a great ocean of knowledge he was. And dear Islamic brothers, subhanallah, the ulama, they have written that they have deduced the different branches of knowledge he had command upon. Approximately 50 branches of knowledge they have written, and few ulama, they have written more than 100 branches of knowledge, 100 different subjects. The Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, he had that knowledge upon. And do you know that this is not just saying it verbally, that he had that many branches of knowledge command upon. No, my dear Islamic brothers, he has left something in his writing about these subjects. He has talked about in his fatawa, in his books, and he has discussed different aspects of different branches of knowledge. And that's why ulama, they have counted that he had knowledge upon this subject, he had knowledge upon this subject, he had knowledge upon this subject. And I would like to quote few of them. Allahu Akbar, you will be amazed to hear an ocean of knowledge Ala Hazrat being, subhanallah. He had knowledge upon ilm al-Quran, ilm al-Tafsir, ilm al-Hadith, usul al-Hadith, usul al-Fiqh, subhanallah. He knew the ilm of aqaid, al-Kalam, ilm al-Nahw, ilm al-Sarf, ilm al-Maani, ilm al-Bayan, ilm al-Badi', ilm al-Mantiq, logic, ilm al-Munazira, ilm al-Falsafa, philosophy. And dear Islamic brothers, ilm al-Hayat, mathematics, and then he had the numerical knowledge, qira'at, tajweed, tasawwuf, spirituality, suluk, ilm hisab, akhlaq, asma'ur rijal, seer, the history, the lughat, the adab. And my dear Islamic brothers, I can go on and on and on. Logarithm, mathematics, chemistry, physics, Allahu Akbar, Jafar, and then Arabic knowledge. And dear Islamic brothers, ilm tib, you see, and then ilm noor, it has been mentioned, and the knowledge about politics, the knowledge about the business, the knowledge about geographia, you see, geography. And there is so many other ulum which have been mentioned. I've just mentioned few of them before you. And Ala Hazrat has left something behind in his writings that he had the knowledge about these ulum. One personality, an ocean of knowledge. He, Allahu Akbar, he was a scholar of Deen-e-Islam. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave him that many different walks of fields knowledge to Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman. That's why my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah says, Ilm ka darya bahaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, jab kalam tu ne uthaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, deen ka danka bajaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, tu ne batil ko mitaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, deen ka danka bajaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, when Ala Hazrat would take the pen to write something, the ocean of knowledge, the rivers of knowledge would flow. Allahu Akbar, this was the personality. He became mufti at the age of approximately 13 years, we'll be learning, my dear Islamic brothers. This is the personality we're talking about, none other than, subhanallah, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman. Let's now go to our Muballighin of Dawat Islam, inshallah, and we will learn the different aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat, him being an ocean of knowledge. Vakasa, you would like to share something with the viewers of Madani Channel on this specific topic we've chosen today, one of the dimensions of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Firstly, when somebody, for example, gets a degree in one branch of knowledge, we think he's a very clever person, he's been to university. Then when he goes to the next stage and he gets a PhD in that science, we think he's an amazing personality. He must be very clever because he's so sensible, he's very clever. But in Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah's life and in his branches of knowledge, we learn that on one branch of his, a PhD can be done on each branch of his
Allah
knowledge. Mashallah, you mentioned a lot of the branches already. There are some branches that we have never even heard of
before. Allah.
We think that we are in this country, we are very clever, fact how people don't know about things. We know everything nowadays today. There are some branches of knowledge which have been mentioned in the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. When studying, I was amazed to see that what are these things, such words that I have never heard, and most viewers of Muslim channel would never have heard it before. One of the branches of knowledge which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah was had was called dialectics.
Dialectics.
He had this branch of knowledge in dialectics. He was a professional in this. The definition of dialectics is the art of investigating or discussing the truth of opinions.
Allah.
He was a professional in investigating people's discussions and taking the truth out of them. Today people are doing PhDs on these. So how, when people are having discussions, how do we assess the discussions? What do we take out? What is the truth? What do we put in the media? What do we print today? This is a specific science today. And this was one of the science that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah learned from his father.
Subhanallah.
He didn't go into any university, he didn't go into any college to learn these things. Out of the 20 branches of knowledge, this is one knowledge.
Subhanallah.
Another knowledge that he had was called rhetoric devices. Yeah, he was an expert in rhetoric devices.
I think these words itself, they are very hard to pronounce.
Very difficult.
What about
when I went, I said, let's go and see, you know, what are these things? We've never heard of them. We're living in this country, in London, in the city of the world we live in. We don't know what these things
Lands
are.
Lands of education today.
This, Alhamdulillah, Allah Hazrat Alhamdulillah, for the previous centuries, he was a professional in these things. That we don't, what we haven't even heard of today. Rhetoric devices is the art of effective or persuasive speaking and writing.
Allah.
How to speak eloquently, how to write eloquently to persuade somebody. So when we talk again, in today's day and age, we have courses in universities and colleges. How do we do public speaking?
Communication.
On this, how do we communicate with people? How do we do public speaking? How do we make the other person
convince
them? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah was a professional in this as well.
SubhanAllah.
There's so many oceans of knowledge. When we learn about Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah and his life, he was such a massive, vast ocean of knowledge. But there's so many sciences that we'll go through, inshallah, today. We don't, obviously, due to lack of time, we can't go through all of them. As you said, 50 or 100. But if you look in the list, mashallah, another one was syntax. He was a professional in syntax Arabic. What is syntax Arabic? Again, look, we have never heard of this. Syntax Arabic is the arrangement of words and phrases to create a well-formed sentences in any language. How to put words and letters together to make it a perfect sentence. And again, today, this is what we learn in our schools, in our colleges, in our universities. How do we put words together to make a sentence? How do we make sentences together to make a paragraph? And how do we make that into pages and stories? And Alhamdulillah, Allah Hazir is also a professional in this as well.
SubhanAllah.
It's amazing
Masha'Allah.
To go.
MashaAllah, many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a few of the glimpses we have just heard from Muballigh Da'wat Islami, SubhanAllah. There are certain knowledges, there are certain branches, there are certain subjects which are known to us, but there are certain, we have not even heard of them. But SubhanAllah, Ashiki Rasul, a true devotee of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, who got fares directly from Aka Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wa Taslim, Allahu Akbar, who is the city of knowledge, Allahu Akbar. And then subhanallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the knowledges he possessed. And ulama, they have counted even more than 100 different walks of field or 100 different branches of knowledge he had command upon. Subhanallah. Yes. Waseem bhai, you would like to add something to this very topic?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When we talk about this very dimension of the blessed personality of Imam Ahl Sunnat Alayhi Rahma, in fact we've been saying this pretty much in every episode of ours, that whichever quality, whichever dimension of Imam Ahl Sunnat we look into, we just get amazed to how can someone with so many qualities exist in this world. But when we specifically talk about in terms of knowledge is such an essence and such a quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is only given to very specific, specially chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And knowledge is something which makes a person, a human, into a human being. Without knowledge, we are nothing. And then the beauty regarding this very quality, Ala Hazrat possessing it, it's not only about being knowledgeable, it's also the quality of imparting the knowledge along to others. The way Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the way MashaAllah Waqas Bhai mentioned few ulum, few branches of knowledge in which Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma mastered in, he Alayhi Rahma also mastered in imparting that knowledge onto others, which not many people have the command upon. If we look at the biographies of the students of Ala Hazrat, we would realize what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was, because even the seerah of the students of Ala Hazrat is so great that you get amazed that if this is the shan, the excellence of a student, what would be the shan and excellence of the teacher?
SubhanAllah.
In terms of the amazing knowledge that Imam Ahl Sunnat Alayhi Rahma had, in terms of hadith, in terms of Quran, in terms of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in terms of this worldly education as well, it was beyond us. And the way he imparted that knowledge and brought into a piece of writing was also amazing. At the occasion of the Hajj, when Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala went to perform Hajj, and for some reason he obviously had to write a book in which he had to prove ilmi ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ahli ilm, people, they know the whole context of this incident. Imam, it is narrated that within eight hours, without the help of anyone or any book, Imam Ahli Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a complete authentic book called Al-Dawlatul Maktub.
Subhanallah.
And that was without the help of anyone.
He was unfeeling well at that time.
Exactly, indeed. He was ill as well at that time. And if, for example, if me or you, we are expert in any kind of field today, to write something or even to write an essay, we do need some kind of references.
Assistance, books.
We need some kind of books, some kind of references, which we can obviously refer to whilst we're writing an essay, or those who do PhD or who write thesis. Even though they have command, you get to the stage of doing a PhD once you've got a command upon something. You can't get admitted into PhD unless you haven't got command upon that very branch of knowledge. And then when you're writing a thesis, we all know how much research you have to do, despite having a command on that very specific field. But when it comes to your and my Imam Ahl Sunnat Alayhi Rahma, in the state of not feeling well, away from his homeland, away from his acquaintances, away from his loved ones, he's at a land where now is the time that he has to prove it. And just merely based on his memory, he writes a book within 8 hours, Ad-Dawlat al-Makkiyah, which even today is a great
masterpiece
on the topic of ilmi ghaib, knowledge of unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi
wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Many Islamic brothers, mashaAllah, we're learning about the seerah of Ala Hazrat, especially him being at an ocean of knowledge. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur Rahman lived for 28 years, 2 months and 5 days in the 13th century, right, in which he gained recognition due to his efforts in writing and research, teaching and sermons. And he lived for 39 years, 1 month and 25 days of the 14th century, which he spent in holding up the flag of Islam, refuting the innovations, promoting the truth, and fighting against falsehood. He supported the Sunnah and challenged the bidah wherever and howsoever he possibly could. SubhanAllah, he used his knowledge to promote the Sharia and refute all types of falsehood. The Islamic brothers, and in doing so, he did not let anything stop him, including any important personalities. He never craved fame and praise, nor did he care what people said against him, as long as he spoke the truth. Tune batil ko mitaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza, deen ka danka bajaya, ay Imam Ahmad Raza. And further, my Islamic brothers, beautiful written that, my dear Islamic brothers, Wadi Raza ki kohe Himala Raza ka hai. Wadi Raza ki kohe Himala Raza ka hai. Jis samt dekhiye, wo Ala ka Raza ka hai. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, Allahu Akbar, the shan of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, in terms of knowledge, that is his hawala, that is his recognition, that is his pehchan. Allahu Akbar, such a faqih who had written the fatawa for approximately 54 years of his age. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, can you find such a mufti who had started writing the fatawa at the age of 13 until the end of his life. He was busy in issuing the rulings of Islam because he had command on the subject of Quran. He had command on the subject of hadith, inshallah. We'll tell you how greatly he had command onto these topics, inshallah. Be with us, you will be able to learn. Bakajbai, you would like to add anything else with regards to this specific topic?
So many people think Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a scholar, he was a mufti, he was an alim, he was Islamically, mashallah, the best.
Recognized.
But not many of us think of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi in the dunyavi talib he had, mashallah. It's narrated that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was an expert in 12 different knowledges without any teachers.
Allahu Akbar.
When asked, how did you get this? He said, in the four walls of my room, I was a master of these four, these 12. What are those 12? Arithmetic, algebra, the 12 branches of mathematics. How many of us know there are even 12 branches of mathematics? Which is just 4 plus, minus, divide, you know. there's 12 different branches of mathematics, and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was outstanding. He's a command in all 12 of them. Let's move on. Modern astronomy, science of inheritance, the science of prosody. What is science of prosody? Again, that's something new for us. Science of prosody is the patterns of rhythm and sound which are used in poetry. How to put sounds and rhythms together to make a poem. Allah has a, we know that of his shayari, mashallah. Books of shayari which he has written, alhamdulillah, and which we today in the masjids, we hear every day of our lives, the Allah has his poetry. He was a master in poetry as well. Subhanallah, again, without any teacher. The science of astrology, science of history, prose in Hindi, prose in Persian, in-depth in Arabic, and in-depth study of Persian writing as well.
Subhanallah.
Arabic and Persian without any teachers. Just in the four walls, studying himself, he gained these 12 knowledges. So if we learn from his history, 20 branches of knowledge he gained from his father.
Subhanallah.
And 12 by himself without any teachers. So before he started actually studying himself professionally, 32 branches of knowledge he was an expert in already.
Subhanallah.
Just through his father and his own learning as well.
Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, we are talking about the ulum he had. Worldly ulum he had. I would like to tell you the ilm of Quran he had. He had an expertise on the knowledge of Quran. Normally we don't find a tafsir, complete tafsir written by Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahman. He has written the tarjuma, the translation in the language of Urdu, but there is not a set compiled form of tafsir. But my dear Islamic brothers, let me tell you, what was the maqam as a mufassir of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman? Sayyid Azhar Ali Sahab, he quotes that once Allah Hazrat Muhibbe Rasul Maulana Shah Abdul Qadir Sahab's Urs Sharif was there, and he had made a bayan, a speech at that occasion. 9 o'clock he started, and until 3 o'clock, approximately 6 hours speech he delivered on the surah of Wadduha only. Subhanallah. 6 hours speech. One personality is delivering on one surah of Quran. This is the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. This was the command upon ilm al-Quran and ilm tafsir Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatu had. And then further he says, himself he said, Allahu Akbar, he says that I had written the few ayahs, a tafsir of this surah, few ayahs, and I had written 80 juz. 80 juz, when you talk about, they're approximately 600 pages. And not only complete surah of al-duha, few, he says, few ayahs of this surah, I had started writing and I had written 80 juz, then I stopped it because from where shall I bring time to write the tafsir of complete Quran? Allahu Akbar. This is the kamal. This is, my dear Islamic brothers, the status, this is the maqam in ilmi tafsir of Allah Hazrat as a mufassir. If you look the personality and knowledge of Allah Hazrat, you can just take a glimpse of 6 hours speech and 80 juz tafsir of the few ayahs of Quran. That means if he had left each and everything, all fatawa, all fiqh, all ahadith, and all other things what he had done in his life, he had just spent his complete life in writing tafsir, he says, from where shall I bring the time to do this?
Just on the ba of Bismillah, Imam Ahl-e-Sunnah delivered a speech of various hours. So imagine few ayahs, but immense knowledge Imam Ahl Sunnah would have.
Subhanallah.
That on, if Ala Hazrat Rahmah went on to write 600 pages, tafsir just for few ayahs of the glorious Quran, just imagine the amount of knowledge Imam Ahl Sunnah would have, who's delivering various hours of speech just on the ba of Bismillah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And even on the translation that MashaAllah Waqazi has touched upon, when we read the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmah, we find out that, you know, when you write the translation of the Quran or any such works, you would want to do that in with utmost care and attention. You would want to leave everything and make sure no one's around you, etc. And you want to be in that state of mind if you want to do such kind of work. But Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa Alayhi Rahma, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Alayhi Rahma, he mentions that how Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma translated the Holy Quran. The Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would translate the Quran extemporarily, on the spot, without help of anyone, and I would keep writing it. It would be without any help, without any reference, without anything, extemporarily, on the spot, and I would just keep writing that. And later on, when the Mufassireen, Muhaddithin, they would look at the translation, they would be inspired, they would be awestruck, they would be like, that this is the translation which reflects the true meanings of the Holy Quran. And how did Allah Hazrat do that? On the spot, without the help of anyone, this was the maqam, this was the knowledge of Imam Ahl Sunnat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and why wouldn't he spend hours and hours just on the ba'ath, bismillah, or hours and hours, just on few ayahs of Surah Al-Duha.
Ali, Islamic brothers, it has been very unfortunate. The people, those they have just understood a little bit of Arabic language, those they have got a little bit understanding of the dictionary, they have got a little bit understanding of ilmi sarf or nahw, they think that they are going to do the translation of Quran, they are going to interpret the Quran in the right way. But there are some people, they took the pen and they started writing different translations. But you know, my dear Islamic brothers, ulama, they have mentioned, if somebody would like to do the tarjumani of Quran, somebody would like to translate the Quran, then he should have the knowledge, not only the dictionary, not only the language of Arabic, he should have a knowledge, he should have different various branches of knowledge, he should have knowledge of tafaseer, he should have knowledge of ahadith, he should have knowledge of the different ulum, and then he should think about going to do this step. That was the reason the various people, they made so many mistakes in translating. But subhanallah, when you look at the tarjumah Quran, Kanzul Iman, which was translated by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, alhamdulillah, it's free from the mistakes which other people, they have done in their translation. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and power and ability to read the translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman Sharif, translated by Ala Hazrat Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, because alhamdulillah, it is not only free from mistakes, it is a complete and a beautiful translation full of love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Because this translation is not directly taken from the dictionary, the words from the dictionary, you see, the laghwi ma'ana, but subhanallah, and special care has been taken with regards to the ulum of Quran, tafaseel, nuzul of ayahs and ahadith and everything, because this was a personality who was doing the translation, who had ulum, approximately more than 100 different branches of knowledge. And this was the personality who could dare to write the translation of Quran, and who could do the tarjumah of Quran, and who could do the tarjumani of Quran very well. And that is no other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah. You see, within the very recent past, I'm talking about the Mu'asirin of Ala Hazrat, he was one of the beautiful and a brilliant personality to do this job.
Another incident comes to the mind in regards to his expertise on the knowledge of astronomy and astrology. That there was once a personality called Ghulam Hussain Saab, who considered himself to be the master in the field of astronomy, and who considered himself to have the authority over astrology. So once he visited Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, and conversation between both of them arose on astrology, on astronomy. During the discussion, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ali Rahman said that, so what are the current conditions, predictions about the rain in the city? Because he was the astrologer, so Ala Hazrat asked him, what are the current predictions about the rain in the city? So After working out the positions of the stars, he drew up an astronomical table and handed it over to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma and said that the positions of the stars at this time do not indicate for rain for another month in this city. So it won't rain for the entire month and it will rain the following month. Imam al-Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala took the astrological table that he drew and started to read it carefully. And what does Imam al-Sunnat rahmatullahi say? All power is with Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
In a way, when all this is happening, Allah Hazrat Rahman is also refuting astrology. So this person has a command over astrology, and Imam Ahlul Sunnah Alayhi Rahma, even through his worldly qualification and expertise, is still doing Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun anil Munkar. So he's over here in a way refuting the knowledge of astrology as well. So Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahma says, all power is with Allah Azza wa Jal. If He will, it will rain now.
Allah.
If He will, it will rain now.
Whatever He said.
So the astrologer, he said, are you not observing the astronomical table or the astrological sides of the things? The positions of the stars, can you see them? Can you observe them, the table that I've made? According to these, the rain will not happen.
Probability is not there.
Exactly. So Imam Ahl Sunnah Alayhi Rahmah, what did he say? That if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, it will rain right now. So Allah Hazrat, what does he do? He asks this astrologer, what is the time right now on the clock? He said it's 11:15. So Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah said, this means there are 3 quarters left to be 12 o'clock. He said, yes, that's right. So Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah stood up and with his finger took the needle of the clock all the way to 12. And Allah Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah said, you said it's 3 quarters left for it to be 12 o'clock, but look, it's 12 o'clock now. Then the astrologer, he said, but you are the one who interfered in, and you are the one who took the needle to 12.
Yes.
That's what has happened. Then what does my imam say? That Allah Azza wa Jal also has the qudrat of interfering.
Subhanallah.
And changing the positions of the stars.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
As this sentence, in the seerah, it comes that this sentence of Imam Ahl Sunnah Alayhi Rahmah had not finished yet, and it started to rain there and then.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And he had a yaqeen upon the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala.
He had the yaqeen upon the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and also gives us a great lesson that we should not believe in astronomy, in astrologers, and giving these Madani pearls that believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and do not believe in astrology. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when someone is at such rank, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also listens to his wali.
Subhanallah.
When all this is happening, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows that my chosen person is fighting for my deen. And before the kalam of Imam Ahl Sunnah finishes, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes the rain shower.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are learning about the personality, his dimension of the ocean of knowledge, his knowledge, his excellence, piece of work he had written. I would like to talk about a very beautiful and important point, that it is not just the quantity of books that matters. The actual thing that matters is the quality of the books. You see, the people, they can write books nowadays, the computer is there, typewriting is there, and everything is quite very simple and easy, right? But subhanallah, Allah Hazrat, when it was his time to write books, how he would write with pen and paper in that time, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you have to understand the fact that Allah Hazrat has written approximately 1,000 books. You see, and each and every page that has a quality in itself. And a scholar I was listening, he said that even one page upon that, a complete book can be written. Such a great quality of knowledge Allah has presented. We are running short of time. I would like to mention a very beautiful point where you can understand the intellect he had, the knowledge he had, the Madinah Islamic brothers, the command and expertise upon the ilm of tafsir and ilm of hadith and ilm of fiqh he possessed. There are some examples which you, inshallah, will present and they will help us to understand. There was a question, can the janaza prayer be repeated? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman compiled a monograph on this matter and dealt with the issue by segregating it into 10 categories. Allahu Akbar. He cited 207 references and an author in another place also gathered 40 other references of ahadith and books of fiqh.
Allahu Akbar. And then there was another question. Can the awliya, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, hear and assist after their demise? He answered this by compiling a lengthy monograph. He first cited 60 ahadith. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers, and then gathered 200 sayings of Sahaba. Subhanallah, there's a one-line question, Allahu Akbar, and Allah Hazrat gives you a complete risala onto that, a complete detailed monograph onto that, because in the expertise upon the knowledge of Ahadith, and my dear Islamic brothers, upon the expertise on the Quran's knowledge, Allahu Akbar. Not only that, my dear Islamic brothers, Tabaeen, and then he gathered 100 references of other scholars from different schools of thought. Not just this, then he compiled another 150 page book onto this very issue. Another example is mentioned. He was asked about making dua after salah. He cited one verse of the Holy Quran and then he presented a hadith from 10 different books. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, you see, there is another beautiful example before I go to the Muballighin of Dawat Islami for the further points onto this topic. Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmatu Rahman was a great faqih because he was able to convey what fuqaha before him had researched. You see, he had a knowledge, he had a great mutala'a. He had read the books of other fuqaha, and then he knew that what other fuqaha they have presented onto this very topic. But not only this, he was able to add his own research to the issues. For example, Fatawa Razaviya has 311 points on tayammum, whereas previous books fiqh have 72. Allahu Akbar. The additional 239 points have been derived by Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. So this is an example. You can understand him as being ocean of knowledge. His knowledge as faqih, his knowledge as muhaddith, his knowledge as mufassir. And dear Islamic brothers, time doesn't permit me. I can go on and on and on and on and tell you on different various topics how many ahadith he gathered. Just only one single issue. This was his knowledge, dear Islamic brothers. That's why he was a mujaddid of the time. That's why he is imam of the time. And people, they called him Abu Hanifa of his time. Radiyallahu ta'ala. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are learning about Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, jo usne likh diya hai sanad hai wo deen mein. No doubt we are talking about the authenticity and the knowledge he had possessed. Whatever he wrote that was accurate, that possessed the accuracy in itself. And that's why someone has said, jo usne likh diya hai sanad hai wo deen mein, ahle qalam ki arzu nukta raza ka hai. Ahle qalam ki arzu nukta raza ka hai. Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman was once questioned about how many books of ahadith he had studied. He replied with the names of 29 books and said that he had studied over 50 books of ahadith. Subhanallah.
Ulama even go to the extent of saying that if Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim had seen the works of Imam Ahle Sunnah, their hearts would also get pleased.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. No doubt. Mariya Islam was absolutely right. And let me tell you, his mastery on ahadith, we're talking about Imam Ahl Sunnah's knowledge. Let me tell you how much command and expertise he has on the knowledge of hadith. And you can do citations, you can give references only when you have studied the books of ahadith. When you know those ahadith, they are there in the books, then you can bring them as a reference. Then you can do the citations. Regarding the hearing of the dead, he presented 60 ahadith. On the site creation of angels, he cited 24 ahadith. About dying the hair, he presented 16 ahadith. Regarding mu'anika, he cited 16 ahadith. On the importance of beard, he gathered 56 ahadith. Allahu Akbar. On the rights of parents, he presented 91 ahadith. Regarding the impermissibility of the prostration of reverence, the sajda-i ta'zimi, he put forward 70 ahadith. On intercession, he gathered 40 ahadith. On the issue of pictures, he cited 27 ahadith. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, this was the knowledge of Imam Ahle Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. I've been told we don't have time. definitely there is very, very, very less time to talk about the knowledge of Imam of Ahl Sunnah Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes which have been made during the silsila and the program.
A multi-dimensional personality, a multi-dimensional personality, Imam Ahmad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza.